Okay, so that's where this path of practice is taking us step by step. And in these morning sessions, I'll be focusing mostly on the meditative path factors of the Noble Eightfold Path, which are wise effort, wise mindfulness, or sati, and wise samadhi, which I've been translating as steadiness or stability, unification of mind. And yesterday morning I gave a very general introduction to mindfulness, and we did a preliminary practice of mindfulness of breathing, just to begin this process of steadying and refining our awareness. And this morning I'm going to focus a little bit more closely on our two main meditation practice methods, and how sati and samadhi work together to support the deepening of insight. And with that exploration, to notice, to understand how the simple practice of mindfulness of breathing itself can be approached in two slightly different ways, either to strengthen mindfulness or to strengthen steadiness, samadhi. So in my own retreat experience, I heard a lot of mindfulness of breathing instructions, but it wasn't always clear to me that there are these two slightly different ways of working with the breath. And so later on, when I did realize that the breath can be used for two different purposes, it helped to refine my practice. So even though it's only day two of this retreat, I hope this will be useful information for the rest of your meditation practice. So the first way we can work with mindfulness of breathing is in the service of calming and stilling the body and the mind to strengthen samadhi, steadiness. And when we're using the breath for that purpose, we just let the attention rest on the simple rhythm of breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And then whenever the mind wanders, we gently bring it back to that same place. With this approach, we don't pay any attention to the details of the breath. We just stay connected to the knowing of inhaling and exhaling. And as we keep bringing the mind back there, eventually it starts to stay there quite naturally for longer and longer periods of time. And this experience of being absorbed or unified with the breath is pretty pleasant. And it gives our nervous systems a rest from their usual overstimulation. And at times, as samadhi deepens, we can experience a stillness and a calm and a steadiness and a peace that we might not even have known was possible. And this is a taste of samadhi, and it builds confidence in the practice. And when we do have some steadiness and stability of attention, it gets easier to stay present with our wider range of experiences. So then we can use that stability of mind to support the second approach to mindfulness of breathing, and that is to strengthen sati, mindfulness. And with this approach to the breath, we're refining the attention to notice change on increasingly subtle levels. So instead of just resting with the awareness of the rhythm of the breath, we start to tune in to all the little details and differences between each breath. So as it says in the Satipatthana Sutta, we begin by knowing whether the breath is long or short. And from there we pay attention to all the subtle physical sensations of each breath. For example, sensations of expansion or contraction, tension, pressure, release, warmth or coolness, tingling, flowing, lightness, and so on. And noticing all of these subtle changes connects us to the truth of impermanence, which is a key insight in Vipassana practice. So there are these two slightly different ways of approaching mindfulness of breathing. And perhaps an analogy might help here. So I think of the image of someone surfing. So I haven't surfed myself, except for body surfing, but I have watched a lot of surfers. Maybe some of you here are surfers. But when a surfer is out in the water and they're waiting for the right wave to come, she spends quite a lot of time just bobbing up and down in the swell. And when the surfer is waiting for the right wave, the swell isn't of that much interest. She simply knows she's moving up and down with each small wave. So she's attuned to the basic rhythm of the waves, but she's not paying that much attention to the detail of them. And this is like mindfulness of breathing to develop samadhi, to develop calm and steadiness. We simply know that we're breathing in and breathing out. But then, when the right wave comes, the one that she wants to surf, she has to really refine her awareness to stay mindful. Mindfulness of all the subtle movements of the wave, otherwise she's going to lose her balance and fall off. So at this stage of the practice, she's highly attuned to the speed, the texture, the force, the direction of the wave, the feeling of air against her skin, the temperature of the water, the presence of other surfers, of rocks or maybe sharks. So this stage of the practice is like mindfulness of breathing for insight, because we're training more and more to be aware of all the details of the breath. Now, in actual practice, we move quite naturally between these two different aspects. But depending on what's happening, at times it can be skillful to deliberately focus on one more than the other. So, for example, if you come in to sit down and realize there's a lot of agitation or restlessness in the mind, then you might want to focus just on the simple rhythm of the breath to help calm down. And usually at the start of the retreat, we do take time to do that because most of us come from very busy lives. There are other times, though, when that calming aspect of the breath just gets super calm and we start to lose our awareness. So at that point, it can be helpful to sharpen, to refine the attention, to notice more of the details of what's going on. And this usually raises energy in the mind and helps us to come back to balance. So I'd like to give that a try now, just to start the instructions with the orientation to the samadhi aspect of the practice. And then when we have a bit more steadiness and calm, we can refine the mindfulness aspect of the practice by noticing more the details of the breath.